This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Eagles return to the NovaCare Complex today as they get ready for the New York Giants, a Monday night football game against the New York Giants. So there's a little bit longer of a period between the last time the Eagles played and the next time the Eagles are going to play. You know the deal. Simply put, Birds basically got to win out. In fact, they do have to win out to make the postseason because you can't assume that the Cowboys are going to lose. Here's the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, joining us every day. Merrill, you know the deal. The Eagles have to win out to make the playoffs. What's the sense of urgency right now at the NovaCare Complex?
The sense of urgency has to be. It has to be at its highest possible level. They have to treat the Giants as if the Baltimore Ravens are coming to town. That's how they have to approach this game, that they've got to put the foot on the pedal from the moment that ball is kicked off to start the game and don't let up throughout the game. That's how much is at stake right now. There really aren't many chances unless, as you said, the Cowboys falter here or there, but you can't depend on any of that.
You know what, Merrill? One of the things that makes you great is that you will tell it as it is during a game when the Eagles aren't playing well. You're never hesitant to let the listener know exactly what's happening. But at the same time, as the city right now is ready to tear the team apart, you have a balanced sense of what's good and what's bad. So I'll ask you, what gives you confidence over these next 4 weeks that the Eagles will play better than they have and make the postseason?
Well, number one, I have a lot of confidence in Doug Peterson. I've seen him rally this team in the last several years where when things look bad, he pulls them together and they win a string of games. I think he takes a very intelligent approach. I don't think he panics. I think he's very cool. I think he's authoritative when he has to be. I think he's one of the outstanding coaches I have been around. And speaking of outstanding coaches, the Eagles over the years have never had a better coach than Dick Vermeil. And I had an opportunity to spend some time with Dick last night and do a show with Dick Vermeil. And he talked about the fact that every team goes through this stretch or this game where they're supposed to kill a team, as the Eagles were going into Miami, and for some reason or another, it just goes totally awry. Dick said he has been through that with every team he's ever coached, meaning, of course, the Eagles. He's lost games where they were supposed to pretty much be in the bag. It happened when he coached the St. Louis Rams. It happened with the Kansas City Chiefs. He said this is something every coach and every team goes through. And he listed several examples. But the Eagles have to somehow put it behind them and go back and play with a new sense of urgency.
Well, they do have to put it behind them. And it's been losing to teams like the Dolphins, maybe not as bad as the Dolphins, but losing the teams that the Eagles should beat has really been an issue since the Super Bowl year. I mean, last year they lost to the Panthers and Vikings and the Titans. They had no business losing those games. This year it's the Lions, the Falcons, and now the Dolphins. And really, six games they had no business losing. And thus, Merrill, since the Super Bowl, in the regular season, they've been 14-14 since the Super Bowl and 15-15 if you include the two playoff games last year. Why have the Eagles been a very up-and-down 500 team since Super Bowl 52?
Well, number one, they're not the same team as they were. The same team that played in the Super Bowl has been disbanded. A lot of the key figures are gone. Several key members of the coaching staff, and this happens to every Super Bowl team, go in different directions. So now is the time that they have to get together and say, all right, here's what we are, here's what we have, and let's utilize it to the best of every person's ability. This is what we will find out about this team over this next month.
And Merrill, I got one more for you. The news of the day yesterday with the Eagles. Yesterday, they waived wide receiver Mac Hollins, who was a 2017 fourth-round pick. Had a decent rookie season where he contributed to that Super Bowl team and was very good on special teams. Obviously missed all of last year with injury. This year he hasn't had a catch since September. They brought up from the practice squad, and forgive me, I might be mispronouncing this name, they brought up guard Sua Opeta from the practice squad, who reportedly had interest, or reportedly another team had interest in signing him, so maybe that's connected there. But what was your reaction to the Eagles for the second week in a row getting rid of a wide receiver, this time Mac Hollins?
Well, I think they're sending out a message. I think they're saying if you don't produce, if you don't come through, you could be gone. They're dead serious right now. Not that they're ever not serious, but I think they are taking some measures that are a lot more impactful than what you would expect earlier in the season, where they're taking players who have been here for a while. And a guy like Mac Hollins has certainly been a fixture, although last year he missed the entire season with an injury. He came back slowly this year and really has not been productive, and that's just not going to work for them right now. They obviously think Opeka can be somebody who helps them at this point, and that Mac Hollins, in their estimation, was non-productive. And I wonder how much of it came also, just adding to it, that he committed a key penalty, an unnecessary penalty on Sunday in the game against the Dolphins. It was a block in the back that negated a 20 or 25-yard gain that could have changed that game. So yeah, teams lose patience at some point and say, let's move on. This is the time of the season where you will probably see some other shocking moves from time to time.
Well, they certainly need production, as you said, over these next four games, starting with the Giants Monday night. Merrill, the Eagles are back today. Some of the players are going to talk a little bit today, and then the coordinators are going to speak. We will get your thoughts on any news that happens today or what is said at the NovaCare Complex tomorrow morning. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.